What changes to a person's mental and physical health occur when they work for the Australian Defence Force? Well, for the first time, a comprehensive study is examining the impact of military service on personnel during and after their time in the ADF, and the first stage of research has been released. It's found the number of former defence personnel with a mental health disorder is a matter of concern that warrants attention. Our reporter Stephanie Boris is following the story and she's with me now. Stephanie, good afternoon. What was the motivation behind this report?
Well, today's reports form part of the largest study ever undertaken in Australia, which is looking at what impact military service has on people and how they transition from the Defence Force back to civilian life. About 5,000 men and women leave the ADF every year, some altogether and others move into the reserves. And as you're aware, a light has been shone on the number of former defence members struggling with life outside the force. But there's little research and figures in terms of how many people this impact. So these studies put concrete detail behind the personal stories that we've been hearing, and the first stages of the research have been released. The government's hoping by collaborating these facts and figures about the health of current and former Defence Force personnel that it will help them improve the policies and procedures in place, because there has been great criticism around what the government is able to do in order to help these people.
Right, so what do the reports tell us?
A number of facts in here, and some of them are quite astonishing. Nearly half of all personnel that leave the ADF suffer from a mental health disorder within the first 5 years, and the report says that is a matter of concern that warrants attention. There is some encouraging news, though, Thomas. 84% of former ADF members are working or engaged in some sort of so-called purposeful activity, so a high level of social engagement. As to how many seek help, though, this is interesting. Most took the initial steps to get assistance, but then many didn't follow through with the treatment. And comparing former ADF members to the general community actually drank more standard drinks at social events compared to former ADF members, but the levels of psychological distress were about three times higher among ADF personnel compared to the general Australian community.
So what do the studies identify as areas of improvement?
Yeah, so the studies acknowledge that there are programs in place already by the federal government and by charities that do help former Australian Defence Force personnel, but they need a bit more time to provide further impact and greater encouragement for these people. Of course, so more work is needed in this space, and that is something the government is aware of. It says this research confirms it's heading in the right direction, but more needs to be done. So as to what needs to be done, a better integration and coordination of services and the effectiveness of treatment. The report was saying that there are doctors out there that are wonderful in this mental health space but need more training when it comes to former military personnel. And also, in general, the stigma that's attached to mental health. That's not just within the ADF but also in the wider community. And changing that course of conversation and our interpretations of mental health across Australia in general, so people don't feel afraid or ashamed to seek help.
Stephanie Boris reporting there. Thank you.